The sages continued, "We shall all wait here until the foremost devotee of the Lord, Maharaj Parikit, returns to the supreme planet, which is completely free from all mundane contamination and all kinds of lamentation." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Beyond the limitation of the material creation, which is compared to a cloud in the sky, there is the Paravyoma, or the spiritual sky, full of planets called Vaikunthas. Such Vaikuntha planets are also known differently, known as the Purushottama Loka, Achyutya Loka, Trivikrama Loka, Hrishikesha Loka, Keshava Loka, Aniruddha Loka, Madhava Loka, Pradyumna Loka, Sankarshan Loka, Sridhar Loka, Vasudev Loka, Ayodhya Loka, Dwarka Loka, and many other millions of spiritual lokas wherein the personality of Godhead predominates. All the living entities there are liberated souls with spiritual bodies as good as that of the Lord. There is no material contamination. Everything there is spiritual, and therefore there is nothing objectively lamentable. They are full of transcendental bliss and are without birth, death, old age, and disease. And amongst all the above-mentioned Vaikuntha lokas, there is one supreme loka called Goloka Vrindavan, which is the abode of the Lord Sri Krishna and his specific associates. Maharaj Parikit was destined to achieve this particular loka, and the great rishis assembled there could foresee this. All of them consulted amongst themselves about the great departure of the great king, and they wanted to see him up to the last moment, because they would no more be able to see such a great devotee of the Lord. When a great devotee of the Lord passes away, there is nothing to be lamented, because the devotee is destined to enter the kingdom of God. But the sorry plight is that such great devotees leave our sight, and therefore there is every reason to be sorry. As the Lord is rarely to be seen by our present eyes, so also are the great devotees. The great rishis, therefore, correctly decided to remain on the spot till the last moment.